Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien from Top Third Ag Marketing with your Ag Daily weekly outlook for Monday, September 10th. All eyes this week will obviously be on Wednesday's WASDE report with updated yield estimates and production estimates and carryouts. So a bit of a slow day in the corn and beans, but we did get a bounce in the wheat today. So let's take a look at how the markets finish up today and what we can look forward to for the rest of the week. We had Dease corn finish up a quarter cent at 367 and a quarter. Export inspections came in at the lower end of expectations, pretty bad, in fact, the lowest in quite a while, 763,000 metric tons versus guesses of between 1 and 1.4 million metric tons. Funds remain short, 60 to 70,000 contracts of corn, so that will be a factor when we get the WASDE numbers on Wednesday, and really the markets will probably chop around until we get there. Estimates for Wednesday's number for corn, 177.8 bushels per acre. That's down just 0.75 bushel, 0.6 rather, from the August number of 178.4 bushels per acre. That would put the stocks at 1.63 9 billion bushels, again slightly lower than the August number at 1.684. So we're looking for a shaving off of a bit of yield and production there in the corn, and then the funds will be directed by how they respond to that number. Taking a look at beans, slow day today again, finishing up 1.25 cent in November at 845 and a quarter. Export inspections were pretty good, near the higher end of the range, 925,000 tons versus guesses of between 700,000 and 1.0 million metric tons. Funds remain short, about 70,000 contracts of beans. So again, primarily we'll be looking at the number, but then really what it market is driven by is how the funds react to that number. If we get a surprise addition to the yield based on the higher numbers that we have been surveying, maybe give those funds a little bit of permission to add on, even down here near the historic lows. The bean number expected to come in at 52.2 bushels per acre. That's 0.6 above the August number at 51.6. That would bring the stocks up to 830 million bushels versus the August level at 785 million bushels. So again, if they get this up to 53 bushels an acre, where a couple of privates already have their estimates, that would get you adding about 70 million bushels and possibly get that stocks number from 830 million up to almost 900 million bushels. That may give the funds permission to add on to shorts and test and see what is below the July lows at 826 and a quarter. Taking a look at wheat, we had a strong finish today. December up 17 cents, 528 and a quarter. Kansas City Dease up 16 cents at 530 and three quarters. And Minneapolis Dease up a dime at 580. We had a pretty sharp sell-off in the wheat last week on the lack of export-limiting news coming out of Russia. Funds were caught long in both Kansas City and Chicago and liquidated a good portion, almost half of those positions there in Chicago. Still remaining long about 30, 35,000 contracts in Chicago and somewhere in the neighborhood of 50,000 contracts in Kansas City. But the market taking a breather here after last week's sharp sell-off, and this is in addition to the sell-off we've had since we were over $6 in Kansas City. So this bounce of 16 to 17 cents here, not completely unexpected. Exports came out today at the higher end of the range, 429,000 metric tons versus guesses of between 300 and 500,000. The estimates for the report on Wednesday for wheat stocks, they're looking for a jump up to 941 million bushels from the August number at 935 million. So that'd be a little jump in the U.S. stocks and in the world numbers. So I think they'll be paying a little bit more attention to the August USDA number, 258.96 million metric tons. The average estimate is coming in now at 257.58, so down about 1.5 million metric tons. So we'll have to see what the real updated numbers coming out of Russia and Australia and France and parts of Europe are going to be. I think the world numbers are going to drive the wheat market moving forward. Weather, we've got Hurricane Florence headed towards parts of the East Coast, and I put a little bit of a bid under soybeans early this morning, but the trajectory is a little north and east of where it would have any significant effect, and so that bid kind of fizzled out later in the day. Let's hope that everything goes well for the people and areas where that is headed, and it is not as bad as people are expecting. In outside markets, you had the dollar down about 19 ticks at 95.17, probably not enough to have anything to do with that rally in the wheat. Crude oil down 23 cents a barrel at 67.53, and the Dow Jones here late in the day down about 23 points. That is all I have. Again, the market's on hold as we await Wednesday's WASD numbers. And we will have to see how that turns out. If you'd like to get a hold of Top Third here, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE, or look for us at topthird.com on the web. Thanks and have a great week.